yeah, it's it is unacceptable. You know, that's not the way we play hockey, and no, we can't feel good about that. That's for sure. So we gotta put our nose to the grindstone and get back to work.
What's the sense of that, Mark? I guess what's kind of the top of the priority list here as you put last night behind you, go through today, and get ready for Vegas tomorrow.
It's just about doing the right things over and over. You know, none of us were good last night. None of us were, playing the way we know how to. And, sometimes you need a little kick in the butt like that, like the Avalanche gave us last night to get us going. And, you know, you got to think, we'll be ready for tomorrow.
That's sort of where everyone has to take a look in the mirror afterwards?
Oh, 100%. No one was good last night, including me. That's where you go to work. That's where you come in today and you put in your work and you work on the things that you want to get better at and things that you've been struggling at. And, I always look at it, when you put the hard work in, things, you'll get rewarded eventually. So, we all got to go to work. We all got to, get ready for tomorrow, and that has to be our focus.
What's the biggest thing that you think guys have gotten away from during this kind of stretch in which you guys have hit some obvious adversity?
Just that consistency. When you don't have that cohesion as a five-man unit, all buying in to do the thing that helps team win, it makes it tough. So we gotta simplify with our game plan, know what every guy on the team is gonna do and hold them to it, and that's how you get out of out of funk like this. Every guy is consistent for every other guy in this team, and whether it's taking a hit, making a hit, chipping a puck out, blocking a shot, you have to do that for every guy in this team.
That funk that you're talking about, can you put your finger on when it started? Was it like that 8 games ago, or did you feel it was starting earlier than that?
It's been like kind of here and there. We have a good game, and then one that we're not so happy with, and it comes back to that consistency where, you have to be consistent for every guy on this team. And, 4-line 60, you have to be doing it, each and every shift so that every guy knows what they're going to be doing and can make their reads from there. And, it has to be an every game thing. Obviously, the intensity has picked up since the All-Star break. And we all have to, what these last 20 games are going to be like.
Andrew talked about some themes that coach was focusing on. Is that something that you can talk about?
It's a pretty simple thing. It's not rocket science. It's just doing the same thing over and over for the guy beside you. Like I said before, whether it's chipping a puck in or blocking a shot or reloading or being in the right spot, going to the front of the net, whatever it is, it's just being consistent and knowing our game plan and sticking to that.